First and last name, Mr. Mickler. This is Yolanda Harrell. We are redoing some questions with Inez and William Mickler of Seneca. Because some tape was inadvertently erased, this will now be tape number one. The second tape has no introduction and will have an odd beginning because of the loss of some of the original first tape. I will now interview the Micklers. Mr. Mickler, what is your full name?
William Mickler.
And where were you born?
Oconee County.
Where in Oconee County?
Down near Fairplay.
And what year was that?
1908.
And Mrs. Mickler, what is your full name?
Inez Wright Gray Mickler.
And what year were you born?
1907.
And Mr. Mickler, who were your parents? Your father and your mother?
My father was named Bill Mickler.
And your mother?
Maggie Mickler.
Do you have any idea when they were born?
No, ma'am.
How about your grandparents?
Do you I don't know about them. But I didn't know what one of my grandparents.
Now, you told me for the family tree that your father's father was Henry Mickler, right?
That's right.
And his mother was Mary?
That's right.
And Maggie Mickler, your mother's father was Manuel Childs?
That's right.
And his, your stepmother was Sarah Childs?
That's right.
Because he remarried. Is
that's
that
right.
right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Mickler, about your family, what were your parents' names?
My mother was named Carrie Gilliard Wright.
And what about your father?
My father was named Will Wright.
Now you told, excuse me, go ahead. You told me that Carrie Wright, your mother, was a Gilliard and her father was Jeff Gilliard?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that
yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. And you don't remember your grandparents either, is that right? Understand?
Jeff.
Oh, you do remember him.
Jeff. That's all right. All I remember.
Can you tell anything about him that you remember?
Nothing, but, you know, he stayed around with us and done little things. That's all I can tell you. Can't tell you nothing else about that.
Right. And, Mr. Mickler, you said you just remembered one grandparent. Who was that?
My grandmother.
Okay. Which one? Was that Mary Mickler?
That's right.
And what do you remember about her? Anything?
Well, she stayed with her.
Oh, she lived with
she
you
She lived with her. Well, I don't know how many years, but she lived with us. Well, she lived with us till she died.
Uh-huh.
After she moved with us.
Do you remember anything about her or stories she might have told you or shared with you, anything?
Well, she talked, you know, she talked and tell us about old times, slavery time,
uh-huh,
and things like that.
Was she in any of her people in slavery
she
or anything?
She said she was in slavery.
Oh, she was. How old was she when she got out? When it was
I
over?
I don't know. She didn't ever tell us.
Uh-huh. What about your family, Ms. Mickler? Was anybody in slavery? Did they talk about that?
No, I don't remember of them talking about slavery at all, you know.
Uh-huh. So in neither of your families do you know very much about that then, or
no,
your backgrounds?
No.
Or who the white families were that were
no,
their masters?
No,
neither
no.
one? Okay. Did your family, we'll start with Mr. Mickler, did your family own your own home, Mr. Mickler?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me about it. Was it rented, mortgaged, or what? Did you farm?
He was a farmer.
Oh, your father was a farmer.
That's right.
Okay. Who did he work for?
Well, now, for me, no one, when he worked for, now I hear him tell this, said he worked for the Striblin.
The Striblin family.
That's right. They lived down near Fairplay.
And he farmed for them?
That's right.
And did he get the house in exchange for farming
yes,
for
ma'am.
Him? I see. So that was the form of rent, by raising the crops and things. What about your family, Mr. Mickler, Mrs. Mickler? Did they own their own home?
No, ma'am.
All right. Where did your mother rent the house then?
Oh, my father, that my father lived with, I think they called, he was a sheriff. They lived up on top of the hill from Snow Hill Church where I was born. And that's all I ever know. They were renting and working for a man named Shirley. I don't know his other name, but I know his name was Shirley. He was a Shirley.
Right. Now, I remember in our conversation you told me your father left when you were young.
Yes, but I'm talking about, you talking about...
Oh, the early years, yeah. Okay, we'll get back to that with that, your father, when we get to the... down here with the service and things. I'll talk to you about that more. You both said that neither one of you remember very much about the older members talking about slavery then.
No,
right, okay. Or do you know about their early lives? Okay. Where are the older members of your family buried, Mr. Meckler? Do you remember?
Flat Rock.
Over, buried over
That's
in Flat Rock?
Walhall.
Oh, in Walhall. Is that at a, is it at a church?
Yes, ma'am.
What church is that?
It's the name of it's Flat Rock.
Oh, it's a Flat Rock Church.
Yes, ma'am. It's out of Walhall.
Uh-huh.
It's on the Westminster Walhall Highway, all out of Walhall.
All right. Are the graves marked?
Ma'am?
Are the graves marked of your family?
I don't know. Now, back then, you know, they didn't have no tombstone.
Right.
They just set rocks up, you know, at the head and the foot of the grave.
Oh.
See, they've been, well, back then, they didn't pay no attention to tombstones, putting tombstones to grave.
Okay, what about your family, Mrs. Meckler? Where are they buried?
The older heads.
Yeah.
He's buried over here at, what's the name of this?
Oak Grove Church
Cemetery.
Oak Grove Cemetery.
Yeah, I've seen the cemetery. It's Oak Grove Cemetery. Do you remember funerals in your family when you were young, Mr. Meckler?
Yes, ma'am. I remember my mother and father both funerals.
Can you tell me anything about them, what the funerals were like back then?
Well, you know, they lived to get the ripe age. They ain't been dead too long.
Oh, so the their funerals would have occurred after 1920,
yes, ma'am.
Then, after
they
you were
died about, well, I say about 12 or 15 years ago.
Oh, I see. So
they
this
lived
would be...
to get pretty old.
Uh-huh. How about funerals of other people when you were just a boy? Do you remember anything about those funerals?
Well, now, when I was a boy, they say a boy.
Yeah.
You know, children didn't go to no funeral.
Oh, they didn't?
No, ma'am. Now, you had to be a grown-up for them to carry you to a funeral long then.
Do you remember hearing anything about them or know what they were like, or?
Well, my grandmother and my grandfather, I don't remember my grandfather at all. I don't remember him, but one of them. My granddad, Emmanuel Child, and I remember him.
Yeah.
But he died in Walhalla. He worked at that mill in Walhalla.
Oh, yeah.
And he died, and they buried him with a, you know, all of my mother's people mostly were buried at Flat Rock. That's out of Walhalla.
Yes, sir.
And my daddy's people, well, some of them, I don't know where some of them were buried. Because I don't remember some of his people.
What about you, Ms. Meckler? Do you remember anything about funerals when you were real small? What they were like? How they took place?
I'm like him. I didn't ever go.
You didn't go either?
I
you know, don't remember
I
even hearing?
No, I didn't go.
And they were, back then, you know, they didn't have no... They didn't do like they do now. Now, when you die now, they take you to undertaker.
Right.
Well, they dress you there.
Well,
they put you, when they bring you out to the showroom, they got you in a casket.
Right, yes, sir.
Well, back then, way back, y'all, if a child died or a grown person died, they just... And women, you know, the different people that know them, they'd come in and they'd wash that body and they'd dress that body like here at this house, this home here.
Right.
And they'd lay it out on, they had big planks and things, and they lay you out until time come for the funeral.
Oh.
And then they get a casket. And back then, mostly, there was a lot of people made caskets.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was really interested in, that sort of thing, you know, the differences. What about marriages or weddings? Do you remember any of those when you were young, Mr. Meckler?
No, when we didn't exact, some of us didn't have no wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We just go to Walhalla and buy the license, and the judge would marry you.
I see.
Walhalla, where you'd pay probably $1 for license, because now license is so high, so it's pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
And he marry you at Walhalla. Well, you sign them license, they give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
You get on out of there.
I see. How about you, Ms. Mickle? You remember anything special about weddings, or is it pretty much the same as
it's
he said?
It's the same way.
Right. What families are related to you by marriage, Mr. Mickler? What are some of the names of the families?
Oh, Lord, I got a lot of them related to me. Henderson. Henderson is I've been married twice. My
uh-huh.
first wife was a Henderson.
Okay.
They live in Hardesville out here.
Uh-huh.
Her people do.
And when did she die, your first wife?
1944.
I see.
That's when she died.
And you were in the service, is that right? Weren't you away somewhere or working? You were working?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I was working on a job.
Uh-huh.
Job when it was, they were pouring air bases. It was a government job.
Uh-huh.
And they were working for Ballinger Paving Company. That was the name of the company
uh-huh.
that I worked for. And we was in North Carolina working
uh-huh.
when she passed, because I was him.
Uh-huh.
But I left the job in North Carolina.
Uh-huh. And you had a son that was young at that time, I understand.
10 years old.
Now, Mrs. Mickler, what about families that you're related to by marriage? What are their names?
They was Grays.
Now, you were married before also. And what was the name of your first husband?
Thomas Gray.
Thomas Gray,
yes.
Okay. And where were you all married?
Up at Walhalla.
Uh-huh. And when was that? Do you remember?
Oh, it was a good while back.
And do you know when he was born?
No.
Was he older than you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you know anything about his family?
Not too much.
Uh-huh. How did you meet him?
Well, you know. Out to ball games and things. I met him at a ball game above town up here.
How old were you when you were married the first time? Do you remember that? Were you in your teens? Was it before you were 20?
No, I was 22 when I met.
22,
uh-huh.
Okay. And what did Mr. Gray do for a living?
He was a cement finisher.
What was his first name?
Thomas.
Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened to him?
He died.
He died, okay. Did you all have any children? You didn't have any children, right? And Mr. Mickler, what was your wife's name again?
Alberta.
Alberta what was her last name?
Henderson.
Alberta Henderson. And where did you meet her?
Right over here in town for a show.
Uh-huh.
You had a little circus show.
Uh-huh.
And what I was been knowing her, you know, grew up.
You grew up with her?
Yes, ma'am, but you know, we moved off and got wide apart.
Uh-huh.
And after she got grown, well, when I met her again, she was with a little old show
mm-hmm.
over here in town. And there was another guy with her sister. Well, he had both of them in town now. And so I went out to the show, and they were standing there at the show wonder, you know, where
mm-hmm.
to buy the tickets. And so another guy standing there talking, he said to me, he said, hey, do you want to carry a girl into the show? Well, I would never thought about it. He said, well, said, yes, he had one. She wanted one in the show. I said, yes. I said, I pay away in the show. I said, I pay away to see everything that is in the show. Well, I got on in the show. Well, we come on out, and when we come out, well, it was getting about night. And me and this other guy, he told me, he said, come on, said, we'll carry the girls home. Well, we carried them on home. And so I was just talking, and I asked about a date, and she told me, yeah. I said, yeah, I'll give you a date, said, when you want. I said, son, that was on a Saturday. But I went on and went down there. We sit and we talk and talk and talk. And this from that on, I just got to going with him.
How old were you when you got married, Mr. Mitchell?
21 years old.
You were 21, okay, and how old was she?
She was 18.
Okay, that's real interesting from both of you. Do either of you have any old photos of anybody in your family? Neither one, I take it from your silence. Okay, Mr. Mitchell, going back to you again, what did your parents do for a living? You said your father farmed, is that right?
My father worked at the sawmill.
Oh, he worked, oh, that's right, he had the farm that
well,
he did.
My mother and the older children, uh-huh, they worked the farm.
Oh.
And my father, he worked at the sawmill.
Yes.
Most of all, he, you know. And so my mother and the older children made the farm.
Uh-huh.
And he worked at the sawmill. Well, he done the feeding.
Right, right.
So.
But his primary living was the sawmill, and you had the farm with your house on it that you got from the man that owned it, you and the other children and your mother did that.
That's right.
Okay. What about your grandparents? What did they do for a living, to your recollection?
Well, now, my grandmother, for what she said, they farmed.
Mm-hmm.
But now they own a place up there somewhere near Flat Rock Church, back there in the country somewhere. I never did know where it was because I wasn't big enough and old enough. You know, back then, you didn't just jump up like a child will now. You took a child now.
Mm.
He lived him. Well, now, before the sun go down, he's all over this hill and maybe up yonder to the Bilo's too.
Right.
You don't know where he is.
Mm.
But back when I come along, the old people knowed where you was till all time.
Right, you had a certain place to be, right?
That's right. And you didn't go when you got ready. You asked to go.
Right. Now, Mrs. Mickler, what did your parents do for a living?
My mother cooked for Manon Woods, the undertaker man of Seneca.
And his name was Manon Woods?
Manon Woods, that is his name. That was his name. He run the undertaker in Seneca.
Right here in town?
Right, yes, ma'am.
And that was your mother. Now, what did your daddy do? What did your father do?
He was working at a hardware. Bill Adams at that time.
Oh, Bill Adams Hardware Store.
Yeah.
Oh, was it a hardware store or was it?
Yes, it was hardware store.
What did he do for them?
Well, you know, they had to have waitress people coming in buying things. He had to get up things, bring it to the front for them and things like that.
He actually worked in the store selling the hardware and things. Oh, the reason I was a little surprised is I haven't run into anybody that worked in a store,
mm-hmm,
whose father worked
did.
In a store
he,
yet.
Yeah.
You know, they've usually been farmers or ministers
yeah.
or something. That's interesting. And what was the name of the store again? Bill's Hardware?
Bill Adams.
Bill
Adams. Hardware, yeah.
Where was that located here in Seneca?
You know where Thomas Department store is down here?
Sure.
In Seneca? Right there.
Right where the Thomas Department store is?
Yes, right where the Thomas Department store is.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. What about your grandparents? What do they do for a living?
Well, my granddaddy, like I told you, he just stayed around with us. And my father's mother, she stayed in the country with the rest of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
yeah.
they did.
Yeah, you don't know. So you don't know if they were farmers or
no.
what or anything. Okay, and Mr. Mick, I asked you before, you said that the farming that your mother and all did, they did for this gentleman in Fairplay. I've forgotten his name already. Mr.
Striblin.
Striblin, okay. Mr. Mickler, did you or your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I don't know what about them, but the older, well, it was some of the older ones did leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were, I had brothers left to find work. They went to North Carolina and found work up at the Tecata Mills, up at Greensboro, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Back then, they made pipe. You take out a pipe, mm-hmm. and they had factories, and they worked in them factories.
Oh, okay. Did any of them go north, to your knowledge, any of your family?
Yes, ma'am.
Some of your family did go north?
Some of them went north. Some of them's up north now.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I got a sister in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Lived there. I got nieces there.
So several of your families did go up north, and it was mostly
yes,
to
ma'am.
Get good jobs, right?
And I went, of course, I didn't go up north.
Yeah.
I went up in North Carolina, in North Carolina. And I followed this job for 3 or 4 years.
What job was that, sir?
At Ballinger Paving Company job.
Uh-huh.
Well, they went every which way. They went to Georgia, no part of the state, North Carolina. And they pulled, done some work here in South Carolina.
Mm.
That's the last work they done here, and the man told, said, now boys, said, South Carolina done played out for work, said, y'all gonna have to change states for a job. Well, when he said that, the superintendent of this job, he said, well, boys, said, I'll take every one of y'all, said, we is going to North Carolina, said, but I'll take every one of y'all names. Said, y'all can come to the job when you get ready. Well, we didn't exactly know what the job was. We caught the train and went to the place where they said they was gonna be putting up at, and we found the job. So we stayed down and we worked there, I guess, about a year and a half. Mm. Then we left there, but we were still in Austin. Then we left North Carolina and went to Marietta, Georgia. We pulled up. Done a whole lot of pouring concrete out there at that bumming plant.
Mm-hmm.
Then we left Marietta, Georgia. We went back in North Carolina.
Hmm.
Oh, you see, the contractor didn't own this mixer and this machine and thing. The government owned it.
Oh, I see.
Well, now, he couldn't just pull concrete wherever he wanted to. He had to pull where they wanted.
I see.
And he wanted to do a lot of pouring concrete in Grails, over here in Grails, South Carolina.
Mm.
And they told him, no, said, we didn't get to mix it with polar roads. We got it to pull runways on our bases.
Mm.
He said, when you find your job on the runways, and on the base,
right.
Well, we'll ship the mixer to you.
I see. Now, Mrs. Mickler, did any of your relatives ever have to leave the area? Did any of them ever go north or to look for jobs?
No.
Now, what about your father? Was he in the service or something that you were telling me?
Yes, he when he left his hardware,
mm-hmm.
he went to service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he left the hardware store where he was working.
That's right.
And he went into service. Now, he never really came back.
No, he really didn't come back after he went to the service, and I don't know whether he was turned down or what, but he
mm-hmm.
never did come back.
Well, he might have been turned down, or they did turn down a lot of
them. They did back then. Now, when he didn't come back, that left your mother with you and several small children. How many? It was
four of us.
Four of you,
mm-hmm.
right. And you were all little.
That's
so
right.
What did your mother do then for a
she
living?
She cooked at a cafe.
Okay, and where was this cafe located?
Right here in Seneca.
And what was the name of the cafe, do you remember?
All I know, it was Joy Hicks's Cafe.
Joy Hicks's Cafe.
That's right. And she was colored lady.
She was. She was.
And my mother cooked for her.
And she cooked for all those years when you all were small.
That's right.
And you said they took real good care of you.
They did. They really did. They took good care of
us. Now, did you have a house with this cafe?
No, we lived in a little two-room house right down the back of it. And the man was named Mr. Cannon McCourtney.
Cannon McCourtney?
That's right. Cannon McCourtney. We paid 50 cents a month.
50 cents a month to rent the little two-room house?
That's
right. Was this right next to the Joy Hicks Cafe?
That's right, right down the back of it.
What kind of cooking did your mother do?
She was a good cook, I can say that. She could cook anything and everything.
Was this cafe open to black and white?
All of them.
Everybody?
Open to everybody.
It was, it wasn't?
And they didn't slide no curtains either.
It wasn't a segregated cafe then? I mean, blacks could come and whites could come both?
They all come in and sit down and eat.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I remember that. You didn't pull no curtains between them.
My goodness.
Say that.
Right. Now, did she cook breakfast and lunch?
She cooked every meal.
Were they open for dinner, too?
That's right. Supper,
oh, so
too.
They were open for all three meals?
That's right.
Now, who would come? I mean, was it people that worked in the area? Or?
Yes, people come in the area, colored and white.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes people would, you know, trains run regular here then,
oh, yeah.
You remember? And they would stop. And some people would get off that train while it was getting that water off in there, they'd come and get sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was just open to everybody every day, Sunday and every other day too.
Right. So this was
It was a good place, yes.
Good place to eat with,
that's right.
With meals every single
that's
day.
That's right, that's right.
And I imagine your mother worked hard then.
Well, it wasn't no play job with cooking.
Right.
And of course she had a helper.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a man, but he was a good one.
Oh, she did have a helper?
Yeah, she had a helper. And the lady that owned it, she had a kind of little place that she sit back in, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, the lady who owned it didn't work? I mean, she didn't do any of the cooking?
No, she hired it, though.
She just ran the place?
Mm-hmm. She just ran it. It was real nice.
And you had several brothers and sisters, right? All younger than you.
I had two sisters and one brother younger than me.
Right. McCanny was one sister.
Dorothy was the other. Willie was the baby. He was the brother.
Right. And so all of you lived in that little two-family house.
Yeah, but
that you were telling me about.
We lived good there.
Sure.
Everything was old-timey furniture and stuff, and it was nice. It was nice stuff.
Yeah.
And things like all it was just old antiques.
Yeah, I get the feeling that when you've talked about it, that it was a nice place to live, that you remember
that's
it warmly
right.
in
that's
your
right.
of your child,
right.
have
that's
a warm remembrance of your
that's
childhood.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. And Mr. Mickler, before we forget about your family, you were one of several children, too, and you had, like, two older sisters, is that right?
Me?
Uh-huh. You had two older sisters, Lucinda and Mary?
I had a bunch of sisters.
Yeah, oh, you sure did, in fact.
Yes, ma'am. I had, let me see, I have to count them myself.
Oh, you were one of how many children?
I had six sisters.
Right. And how many brothers? Six brothers.
Five brothers, excuse me.
You were one of 12, and you were,
12.
That's right. I remember you telling me you had a large family.
Sure did.
Then it was, what, Lucinda Mickler, and then Manuel?
Lucinda Manuel.
And Lady, then Irvin, then
and
Mary.
Isaiah.
Yeah, Mary, and then you, and then Isaiah, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
And then Mamie.
That's right.
Sarah.
That's right.
Lucille.
That's right.
James.
That's right.
Woodrow.
That's right.
Edna.
That's right.
That's the 12.
That's
and your mama was down the farm raising those children in the farm goods
yes,
too, right?
Ma'am. I mean, she raised them too.
I bet she was a good mother, too.
And there was no yes and no. Mm-hmm. Ah, this and ah, that. They were raised back then. They raised children with manners, white and good.
Right. Now, Mr. Mecker, did any of your family work for the railroad?
I had a brother-in-law. My oldest sister, the husband she married,
uh-huh.
I don't know how long he worked on the railroad, but he come off and she married him off in the railroad.
His last name was Williams, right?
Bobby Lee Williams.
His name was Bobby Lee Williams?
That's right.
Okay, so, and he worked on the railroad. And do you know what he, you don't know what he did?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Because he helped put this double track, you know, they took up one of them tracks out there on that railroad. They used to have two tracks out there, but they took one of them up.
Uh-huh.
They put out a double track, and the people, you know, would work on the railroad, come from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And he come from Georgia.
Oh, I see. He was from Georgia and met her here?
That's right.
And Mrs. Meckler, did you have anyone in your family that they worked for the railroad?
Not as I know anything about it mm-hmm. that time.
And Mr. Meckler, to your knowledge, when you were little, what were jobs that were open to black men, the colored men at that time? What could they do for a living?
Well, now, there was a lots of jobs that they could do. You know, see, there was a lot of colored people
mm-hmm.
was educated.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of them educated.
Where were they educated?
They educated, they used to have a college right over here, they call the Family Life Center.
Oh, that the Seneca
that
Institute.
Was
that That's
was
right.
That,
right.
That used to be a college.
Yes, sir.
Well, there was a lots of colored people finished school,
mm-hmm.
you know, over there.
Right.
A whole lot of them.
Well, what were some of the things? You said that they worked on the railroad and they...